and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 11th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of one of the founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton, born in the British West Indies, 1755, the man on the $10 bill. One of the earliest supporters of a strong central government, wrote most of the Federalist Papers, became the first Secretary of the Treasury, and set up the National Bank. It's the birthday of the psychologist and philosopher William James, New York City, 1842, the older brother of the novelist Henry James, one of the founders of modern psychology, challenged the idea that the body and the mind were entirely separate in his book, The Principles of Psychology, which came out in 1890, was used as a textbook in college classrooms, in which he developed his idea of the stream of consciousness, an idea that was especially influential on writers. Novelists from James Joyce to William Faulkner took the idea of the stream of consciousness and portrayed it in language. And it's the birthday of the novelist Alan Paton, born in South Africa in 1903, the son of English settlers, went to Johannesburg, got a job running a reformatory, and changed it from a prison into a school, became known among the residents as the man who pulled out the barbed wire and planted geraniums. He went on a world tour after World War II to study penal institutions, and one evening in Norway found himself longing for South Africa, and when he got back to his hotel room, he began writing his novel, Cry, the Beloved Country, about a Zulu pastor in search of his son. It still sells about 100,000 copies a year. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland, entitled The Change. The season turned like the page of a glossy fashion magazine. In the park, the daffodils came up, and in the parking lot, the new car models were on parade. Sometimes I think that nothing really changes. The young girls show the latest crop of tummies, and the new president proves that he's a dummy. But remember the tennis match we watched that year. Right before our eyes, some tough little European blonde pitted against that big black girl from Alabama, cornrowed hair and Zulu bangles on her arm, some outrageous name like Vandella Aphrodite. We were just walking past the lounge and got sucked in by the screen above the bar, and pretty soon we started to care about who won, putting ourselves into each whacked return as the volleys went back and forth and back like some contest between the old world and the new. And you loved her complicated hair and her to-hell-with-everybody stare. And I couldn't help wanting the white girl to come out on top because she was one of my kind, my tribe, with her pale eyes and thin lips, and because the black girl was so big and so black, so unintimidated, hitting the ball like she was driving the Emancipation Proclamation down Abraham Lincoln's throat, like she wasn't asking anyone's permission. There are moments when history passes you so close you can smell its breath, you can reach your hand out and touch it on its flank. And I don't watch all that much Masterpiece Theater, but I could feel the end of an era there, in front of those bleachers full of people in their Sunday tennis-watching clothes, as that black girl wore down her opponent, then kicked her ass good, then thumped her once more for good measure, and stood up on the red clay court, holding her racket over her head like a guitar. And the little pink judge had to climb up on a box to put the ribbon on her neck, still managing to smile into the camera flash, even though everything was changing. And in fact, everything had already changed. Poof! Remember? It was the 20th century, almost gone. We were there. And when we went to put it back where it belonged, it was past us, and we were changed. A poem, The Change, by Tony Hoagland, from his collection What Narcissism Means to Me, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.